they have special hooks?
Oh, yeah. They call them crowfoot. Well, we used to make them over at the button factory a lot. Well, we put them in a lathe. We had a chuck made that we could stick their loop one inside the other, one over here, piece of wire back in here, and you step on the pedal on the lathe and it winds them up. Winds a wire, something like baling wire, around it, down about so high. You drag them on the bottom, there'd be about 70, 80 hooks, maybe 100 on a bar on each side. Well, you let this on the right-hand side of your boat. You're facing the side of it to start with. You pull this bar up here, and what happens is this holds it, and your boat swings around like this. It'll swing, but this bar won't move. It acts as an anchor. Then you let this one down. You don't get worried about it or nothing. You just let it down on this end of the boat. Go back and pull this one up, and the boat swings the other way. And when you get ready to drag both, you drop the one on each end and straighten her up with your mule, and you pick you out a mark on the bank. I mean, out in the hills, maybe a mile away. It'll hold you. You stay on that as you drift over. Well, of course, they move back and forth like this. You try to keep it on that mark if it's on a shell bed, all right? This bar over here, it picks up just a half a bar. It's just half of it. You raise it, and it'll just have half. You put her back down, you mule her over, pull your boat over that way, and get you another mark on the back, and you follow them. And you only have to do that a couple of times until you can drive it down that river better than I can a car down the road. Well, I like to think of one, the second pier on the bridge down here, and a bald spot on the bluff back there, a place of rock, It's 3/4 mile down the road. You keep that in that rock, sitting in there like gun sight. And if it moves, pulls your bridge over here. Well, you want to keep that lined up. Then you take marks on the bank, and if you run out of that bed, you pull her over to where you hit her again.